Good afternoon, friends. It is a delight to be here in Tallahassee this afternoon to celebrate with you all our Rural Church Revival. I'm Reverend Sarah Campbell. I am the Northwest and Northeast District Congregational Vitality Specialist, and I also pastor Forest United Methodist Church in the Ocala National Forest. So in addition to working for the conference, I'm like you as well. I serve and love my rural church. Amen. Small churches and rural churches make big impacts in their faith community, in their surrounding community. We do things as rural churches that many of the larger churches cannot do. One is not any better than the other, but they're different. And the thing I love most about rural churches and small churches is the family atmosphere, how you can get to know people on an intimate level. I grew up in Cedar Key. I don't know if any of you all know that town. My family has been there since the 1800s. Unfortunately, I didn't really grow up in the church. But when I was 18 years old, my father passed away quite suddenly after a very short bout of cancer. And I remember how the Methodist Church in Cedar Key took in my family. I remember a lady I didn't even know coming one early morning shortly after my dad's death, knocking on the door and saying, "I remember when my husband died when my girls were little," conversation she had with my mother, "and how difficult it was. And I'm in a place where I want to bless you," and handed us a check for $5,000. That helped with funeral expenses, that helped supplement the income that was needed after my dad, the breadwinner's, death. And that's really was the turning point in my faith journey, in my walk, of how God showed me, through the people in that small church, how God works in our lives and helps us form relationships that sustain us when everything else seems to be going wrong. Amen. And that's the reason I'm in ministry today, and that's the reason my heart is in rural church ministry. So I want to thank you all for coming out today. We have an excellent order of worship. We have music. We have sermons. We have so many things in store for you today. Before we get started, let us pray. Gracious and loving God, I give you so much thanks for how you are present in every moment of our lives. Even when we're hurt, even when we're afraid, maybe especially then. Be with us, God, this day, and pour out your Holy Spirit upon us so that we may worship you in this time together in spirit and truth and power. We ask you to rain down your Holy Spirit upon us, and so that in all that we say and all that we do, it may be glorifying for you, to help build your kingdom of love and kindness, justice and compassion, your grace here on this earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.